friend. This is the special close for Rabbi Rashi Shiyichio, close Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, Rabbi Zubin Asiyosef Ben Hester. And anybody who would like to dedicate a shiur may contact me. We're going to be discussing the union of tshuva based on a jirasha given by Mori Rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita. It says in the Gemara on Yom Pevav Amid Beis, Rabbi Yechon and Gedol tshuva shtochas lo sasi shebetora. Greatest tshuva that it pushes away, it overrides even a lo sase in the Torah, as it says, Le'mor hein yishlachi sashishto, v'ocha mita v'ais li'shachar, yashiv la'od, halachanof techen afar tzahiv, v'atzaniz ra'im ra'im, ra'im rabi, v'shuv eilainu ma'ashem. That when a man sends away his wife, and she marries someone else, so she can't go back to him. That's nus. So how can we, after having left God, how can we come back to him? That would also be inappropriate. It's not only inappropriate, it's usher. So greatest tshuva that it's docha lo sase shebetorah. This lo sase of not taking a woman back after she marries someone else. Tshuva means Hashem takes us back, even though we went to someone else. We went to Avodah Zarah. The Hagoyen HaChosid, Rav Yosef Mandelkorn, writes in his Sefer Vayan Yosef, in Marechetz Hagrach Mibris, Kos Chaf Hei, that the Chirna Asher B'mei Bachrusi Nisarech and the Sarech Pam Achas Kavod Agonim before Sarav Chaim Soloveitchik Zetzel Agonim Bezdin Brisk Delita B'Reinu Varsha V'alachti Elav Atzi Elafana Beze Kushios Shuhayeli. So I remember Rav Chaim Soloveitchik came to our town, and the Brisker were gone, and he came to Warsaw, and I went to ask him a few kashas, and in the course of our conversation I asked him to explain what Chazal said on Rav Yechanan, greatest tshuva that is docha lo sase shebetorah. L'chor, we paskim b'chol haTorah kula that essay is docha lo sase. So why shouldn't the essay of tshuva be docha the lo sase of not taking back a straying wife? So it's pashit. What's the chiddush of the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan? So Chaim answered, based on Tosus and Erevin, of Kuf Amar Aleph, lo mikal leklein betzitzis docha ite shiyoi. The Tosus there says that when something comes aydei pshia, when an essay comes aydei pshia, so then it's not docha losase. So here the essay of tshuva comes aydei pshia because he did this losase. He did this aveira. So since he was poshea, it shouldn't be docha. So kamash malan that it's still doche. So the Talmud Rebbe Shlita relates that he himself met this Yid Agoyen HaChassid Rav Yosef Mandelkorn. He was called Rav Yosel Ostrover, and he was a ben bayis by the Talmud Rebbe Shlita's father. And Talmud Rebbe Shlita's father used to work in Misrad HaDatot. He was responsible for the money, so a lot of people would come to him for money. And he needed money, this Rabbi Yossel Mandelkorn, to print his Sfarim. So as representative of the Misrad HaDatot, he would give him money for the printing of his Sfarim. So Talmud Rebbe, when he was young, asked this Rabbi Mandelkorn, he could tell him exactly what happened. So he told him he was an orphan child, and he was accepted to the Warsaw Masifta, and he learned with great Hasmada, and he would sleep in one of the bakeries, and his job was to get rid of the cats from the bakery. And one time there was a rumor in town that Reb Chaim Brisker was coming to Warsaw, and he was staying at his son-in-law's house, Rav Hirschleib Glickson, a chashev ager chassid in Warsaw. And Rav Yossel heard this. He went to this Rav Hirschleib Glickson's house. There were hundreds of Jews that wanted to speak to Rav Chaim, and they only let the most chashev people in. So Rav Yossel was a stubborn young man in a good way, and he was there from the morning until the afternoon, and he didn't move. And even then they told him that Reb Chaim was taking a rest, he still didn't move. finally, the people felt really bad for him, and they let him in. So he comes into Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was sitting and learning, and Reb Yossel relates how he was mamish, amazing to look at. He was sitting by the table, immersed in a sefer, and his glasses were at the tip of his nose. That's the picture, famous picture of Reb Chaim. His glasses are at the tip of his nose. And Reb Hirsch Leib introduced this bacher, Reb Yossel Osterver, Reb Yosef Mandelkorn, to Reb Chaim. He said that he's an orphan boy, he's learning in the Warsaw Masifta, and he's been waiting for hours. So Reb Chaim stood up and he said, "A bacher v'slam Torah." So Reb Yossel told the story, he started to cry. He had tremendous chizuk from the kavod that Reb Chaim gave him for many years. And he called Reb Yossel, he said, "Sit down next to me." He asked him what he does, what he learns. He started talking about learning. Then Reb Yossel asked him this kasha. And the truth is, a lot of achronim ask this kasha, Tosi Yom Kippur, Rabbi Ben Chaviv, and others. That what's the essay docha losa say here? The essay comes, why is tshuva so great that it's docha losa assay? Every assay is docha losa assay. So what's the mile of tshuva? Anyway, assay is docha losa assay. So why does the Gemara say gedola tshuva so great? It's docha losa assay shibatara. Of course, it's docha losa assay. It's so tremendous. It's an assay. It's not gedol tshuva. That was the kashi asked Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim said that since you're a lamdisha bachur, I'll give you a lamdisha teretz. And that is the Gemara in Erevin. The Tosfos Kuf Amud Aleph says in the Gemara, "Nitana minatana achas," that if blood that is you throw it once on the mizbeach, and it was mixed in with Nitanim Matana Achas, it was mixed in with other blood that you give with one Matana, so give one Matana. And if it's blood that's thrown four times, Matan Arba, then give it Matan Arba. Let's say it gets mixed in four times with one time, of blood that's spilled four times with blood that's spilled one time. So Blazer says, you give it four times. Yeshua says, one time. So Reb Elazar said to Reb Yeshua, "You're over on Baltigra. How do you give it one time? You're over on Baltigra." And then Reb Yeshua says back, "But you're over on Baltosef, you give it four times." So Tosef asks, "Let the essay come and be docha the lav of Baltosef, the essay of Zerikas Hadam, come and be docha the loss to say of Baal Tosef." So when a four and a one get mixed in together, don't worry about it. Essay docha loss to say. Tosef's answer is, no, you can't compare it. Because Kalayim B'tzitzis isn't Ayidei Pshia, but here it's Ayidei Pshia. You could have done it without being over on the lav. You could have just don't let them get mixed up. Kohen wasn't careful. And he was ma'arev to stay damim, the damim that's one time, one damim that's four time. So that's how Reb Chaim answered the kasha. The mitzvah essay of tshuva is because he was negligent. He was over an aveira. Therefore, you shouldn't say essay docha l'osei. It's only because gedola tshuva that the essay is docha l'osei. And after Reb Chaim told him this answer, he told his son-in-law, the Baal HaBayis, that he should give this boy a sweet, and he gave him candy, and he left Reb Chaim. And the truth is, until Yom Kippurim, he brings this teretz in the name of his son-in-law. So when the Talmud Rebbe heard this maisa, with all the details, he asked Rabbi Yossel, Akasha, and Rabbi Chaim's Teretz, Rabbi Kiveger and the Jewish Chiddush in Ksubas Daf Mem Amud Aleph, it says in the Gemara Gabi Motzi Shemra, they asked me what kind the essay of Losia Leisha, Leyucha Leshalcha Kol Yamav. That somebody's Motzi Shemra on his wife, he can never divorce her. But if she was a Surah Alav, then like a Grusha to a Kohen, then he doesn't have to keep her. Frak the Gemara, let the essay of Losia Leisha be Docha Velosia of Grusha Lekohen, answers the Gemara, no. Since if the girl says lo be'ina, that she doesn't want, there's no mitzvah, the essay is not strong enough to be docha the lav. Frek Rebbe Kiveger al pi yisod tosis be'erivin, that any essay that comes ayde pshia is not docha losa say. How does the Gemara ask the kasha b'cha? Let the essay of lo si avi'isha be docha the losa say of lav, the losa of kohen the grusha. There's no essay that comes ayidei pshia more than the lav of motzi shemra. The essay of losi alish only came because he was motzi shemra. He was mizamin ayidei sheker, he was motzi shemra al basula miyisrael, that she wasn't a basula. She was unfaithful. So this is ayidei pshia, of course you don't say essay docha losa say. And so Rabbi Kiveger, it's not shever, because that's the... Because that the Tosa says, that an essay about Ayde Pshia isn't Docha Losa say, that's an essay that could be miskayim without Pshia. Like Matanos HaGabei Mizbeach. If he wasn't Poshea, he could be miskayim the essay. But an essay that can only be done through Pshia, such an essay is Docha Losa say. That's exactly what the Torah was talking about. The Torah was talking about such an essay when he commanded the essay that this essay is going to come ayidei pshia. So if the essay, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, can be done without pshia, it's not docha losa. If the essay can only be done with pshia, then it is docha losa, and therefore the Gemara says, then why doesn't the essay of losi alisha be docha the losa essay of grusha lekohen? So from Rabbi Kiva Eger we have a kasha and Reb Chaim. If Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct, then we would say the same thing about tshuva. Tshuva can only come through pshia. And maybe we do say asei docha los asei. And if we get back to the kash in the Gemara, why does it say gedola tshuva that it's docha los asei? Any asei is docha los asei. And don't say here it came by pshia, because here it can only be done through pshia. And there we do say asei docha los asei. So, Yesh Laharich B'zeh. And I'm sure Reb Chaim would have a lot to say if he were here now. But let's go back to Ikar Divrei Rabbi Yochanan and the Gemara. Gedola Tshuva Shedorchas Lo Sei Shebetorah. As it says, Hein Yishlach Ishes Ishto V'holcha Me'ito V'aisa Lishacher Yashav La'ahod Halachon of Tech Nefarts. When a man divorces his wife and she goes to another man, she can't come back to him. Therefore, we went to Avodah Zarah, we can't come back to God, so He accepts us because of Gedola Tshuva. But now, even if we say that the essay of Tshuva is Docha the Yisr Machzer Gushasa after she married somebody else, that's only one time. But a woman who does it numerous times, who's going to take back such a woman? Who's going to take back such a woman? So what does the Torah say? The Torah says not to take her back. Who would want to take her back? Only after the first time. In fact, the Achronim write that the heter of Machzer Grushaso is only once. That if a man divorces his wife twice, he can't take her back. So, who would want to take back a woman when she strays twice? He divorced her, she married someone else, then she comes back to him. Divorce again, she marries someone else, he's going to take her back? No. It's not going to happen more than once. So if that's true, then the whole chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, the tshuva is so great that it's docha d'zlosa say, d'zlosa say is only talking about the first time. afterwards is not going to help. And that's a Dvar Teima. Because we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes us back 100 times. So it's Docha Losa Seisha B'Tara time after time. So it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would turn out that since the Isser of taking back a woman, the Torah was talking about a case where she only strayed once, but after that, it's not even a Shaila, he's not going to take her back. That's also what the Rabbi Yochanan was saying, that the Gedolah Tshuva Tzdocha Dislosa say of Machzer Grushaso, that after she goes to somebody else, you're not allowed to take her back. That's only the first time. So that means that when we do Tshuva, Gedolah Tshuva, that after the first time Hashem takes us back. But it's not true. Hashem takes us back 100 times. So maybe we can say, I'll be Chiddush Ladina, that Rav Huna says in Yuma, Amar Rav Huna, Kevin Shavar Adam Aveira, Shana Bahutrala, Hutrala Sakadai Chalim and Aslak at him. When a person does an Aveira, and he does it a second time, becomes Mutter. Does it really become Mutter? The Gemara asks. Gemara says no. It becomes like Mutter. So, Chara Pidivari Rav Huna, how can somebody do tshuva after he does an Aveira twice? Nasis Loka Heter. So, maybe we can say that the inyan of Avra Avera Vishanaba, the Rav Huna says, is it's going to be hard for him to do tshuva because it's nasis lo keheter. That's dafka ba'ofen, that the Avera, first Avera, paves the way for the second Avera. There, in such a case, a person does one Avera. He doesn't do tshuva in the Avera, and the Avera paves the way for a second Avera. So, b'ofen hazeh b'emes, it's a chazaka on Avera to attract another Avera. It's all one hemshech. So, there, Rav Huna says, hutrilo. Because the first Avera never stopped. He didn't do tshuva, and it paved the way for the second Avera. So, it's hutrilo. Like it says in the Gemara, Echtevashiv, Ein Mesach Bialat Tshuva. The person says, I'm going to sin, I'm going to do Tshuva, I'm going to do Tshuva. He's not going to be able to do Tshuva because he's still holding by his first Avera. But when a person sins and he's mischaret and he knows he did something wrong and he says he's not going to do it again, even if afterwards he does the sin again, that sin he did a second time is not built on the first sin. First sin stopped. Then the Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gedol Jewish Tochalosse Shabbatorah." It's talking about a case where even if the Jewish people went after the Baal and Pam Achar Pam, it wasn't a Avera Gereres Avera. Every time they felt bad, and they fell again, but that's not Hutrilo. It's like they were over the first time, and therefore we have a Takana. And there's no lacking of the Shari Tshuva Le'olam. And they can always do Tshuva. It's not going to be Hutrilo because one didn't draw the next. They felt bad each time. That's like the famous vort of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Comes back to see his wife after 12 years. And he overhears her saying he could stay for another 12, and he goes back. So why didn't he just come in, say hello, have a cup of coffee? And the answer is because 12 plus 12 isn't 24. He broke the retzif. He broke the consistency. So too, if the Jewish people sinned, and each time they were mischaret, that's not considered hutrilo. That's not considered hutrilo. Because one didn't lead to the next. So therefore we understand that Rabbi Yechanan says that Gedolah Tshuva, that it's Docha Losa say Shibitorah, and we said that's only going to be the first time that it's Docha the Yisr of Machzer Grushasa when she went to someone else, but not the 10th or 20th time. So That's only if the person never did tshuva on the first time. Then, no husband's going to take her back. She just keeps going to other men. Doesn't feel bad about it. No husband's going to take her back. That's not what the Torah was talking about. But when the woman feels bad and then she comes back to her husband, and she goes to another man and she feels guilty again, and then she goes back to her original husband. So, in such a case, each time is not related to the previous time. And there the Torah has to tell us a chiddush. He can't take her back. Even though it's only like a one-time strength, because each time is considered independently. And yet he can't take her back. And gedol tshuva, then Hashem does take us back. But it's not talking about a case where one led to the other. When one led to the other, so when a woman is just constantly going from man to man, then of course the husband's not going to want to take her back. That's not what the Torah was talking about. And who says Hashem's going to take us back if one said leads to the next? But the Gemara is talking about a case where we felt bad each time. Each time we were over the Zohar, we felt terrible. And therefore each time is judged independently. And Hashem is dope with the los aseh. And he takes us back. So we always have a takana. We sin, and then we feel bad, and then we want to come back. So Hashem takes us back, and then we sin, and we want to come back, and Hashem takes us back. There's a nice one with the Beis Yisrael. Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, he was always interested and concerned with what was going on in all the yeshivas, not only the Ger yeshivas, but generally other chassidios, and the Litvish yeshivas. A lot of stories about a lot of different people who had connections with the Ger Rebbe. A lot of amazing stories. We had a shiur or two about life and times of the Beis Yisrael. So he was very involved in cared about everybody from Panovich to Mir. Every yeshiva counted for him. There was a certain yeshiva where there was a pirza in Gidrei Kedusha, where there whatever was going on there wasn't so holy, and there was some they found some secular newspapers there that are not allowed in Haredi yeshivas. So the Beis Yisrael asked his helper, now the Tolner Rebbe Shlita, to do something about it. To speak to the Rosh Hashiva, tell him how serious it is. And the Rosh Hashiva went back to the Beis Yisrael and he said, all right, the whole world's going to be destroyed because of a bunch of shotim. My yeshiva can be harmed because it's going to get a bad name now. People are going to be talking about my yeshiva. It's just a bunch of bad rotten apples in my yeshiva, but mostly it's a good yeshiva. So the Beis Yisrael said that those bachrim that stumbled once, so that he could fix quietly. But he's worried about those who are over v'shana nasis lo keheter. That those who, for him, over v'shana, they did it once, they did it again. And hutrilo, the Gemara says, nasis lo keheter. And the Rosh Hashiva said, I agree with you. And those bachrim that did it twice, I'm going to make sure they get punished. And the Beis Yisrael said, you're not really understanding me. The Chassidim in Poland used to say in the Gemara, Kevinch Ara Aveira, Vishanaba Nasis Lokaheta, what does it mean Vishanaba? Person does an Aveira. Vishanaba, and he sits and he learns, Gishmak. So he's also like Betoma, and he's also learning. So he thinks he's fine, because he's learning, he goes to Shir, everything's fine. He's watching Treif movies and other stuff at night, but he's learning. So he thinks that he's okay, and everybody thinks he's okay. That's what it means. Aver aver v'shanaba. He does an aver v'shanaba and he learns. He's learned, not he repeats it. He learns well. Nice look ahead there. Now he thinks everything is fine because he's learning well. So the Beis Yisrael said, that's what I'm worried about. Well, the Rosh Amar Elokim Malach al-Asapri Chuki. Chukai v'tisa brisi al-Epicha. And about the Russia, Hashem said, what are you talking about my statutes for? And you're carrying my covenant in your mouth. But Hashem also doesn't want the Torah of these people, of these evil people. So this Rosh Yeshiva was mamish mizdazeah from what the Beis Yisrael said, and he went back and he made takanas in his yeshiva to make sure nothing, this behavior doesn't continue. And he told the Rebbe later, he said, this what the Beis Yisrael told me made a tremendous roshim on me. This inyan of nasis loka heter avar avera v'shanaba, that he's learning with his avera, that's very chamor. Of course, a person should always continue learning. Like the Yerushalmi says, it's okay, not okay, but if one leaves the Torah, halavai, they should keep, even if they're not keeping all the mitzvahs, they should keep learning. But there's also chash, the other side of the coin, is that these people think, oh, I'm okay, I'm learning, so I could do all the averas under the sun. That's the danger. So that's what we have to be careful about. We have to be careful to be mischare, to have charata after we do an avera, that it shouldn't carry into the next avera, like we spoke about before. And we also should be careful not to be shana by yidden. And we do an avera, but we're learning. We go to the Daf Yomi shir, so everything is okay. No, we should feel that it's not okay. We have to fix, make tikkunim, and we should be zocha, and that's chus, that tshuva shleima, zocha leavdo be'emes, amen ve'amen. Shalom, shalom.